Hey, everyone. Tamara, your host here. Another cup of coffee, another bonus everyday innovator spotlight that I'm so excited to share. Now, here's the thing about these episodes. They're short, they're to the point. They highlight one of your fellow everyday innovators and something innovative that they've done, the way they have unlocked their potential and their innovation into the world so that you and I can learn from it and elevate ours as well. As I've said in past podcasts, I call you and everybody, me, all of us, everyday innovators, because this is not about just the people that you see on, you know, the cover of Fast Company magazine with the cool purple streaks in their hair and the quote unquote disruptive innovation. Frankly, I'm so tired of hearing that phrase. This is about people like you and me doing it in our everyday lives, living our fullest potential, unlocking innovation in ourselves in a way that works for us to gain an advantage and get ahead and be our best. That's why I love these stories so much, because I think they are so relatable, because they're me, they're you, they're all of us. So let me get to today's. Today's bonus everyday innovator spotlight that we're going to learn so much from is Kelly Foster. She's out on the East Coast in the US. In fact, I have a whole story about her and a bunch of other everyday innovators in my book, Innovation is Everybody's Business. You can get it on Amazon. We'll put the link in the show notes. Highly recommend it. There's so many great relatable stories in there. Today, we're focusing on Kelly because she just jumped on too, which, by the way, that's a reference to, I think, two Tuesday ago podcasts. You can go look. It says jump on too in the title. She jumped on too. So I want to highlight her for three things. Now, Kelly, the thing to know about Kelly is, first of all, she works at the Army Research Lab. So she's in operations. So she's not in the research department. She's not a scientist. She's not, you know, like over there blowing up stuff and working with chemicals. She is over there in operations. So her job is to keep the ship moving, right? To keep the day-to-day operations going. She supports several leaders in making this happen. And Kelly is a collaborative tweaker. That is her everyday innovator style. If you want to go to our website to discover your everyday innovator style, you can go to launchstreet.com, GOTO, launchstreet.com. Link is in the show notes to the assessment. So Kelly is a collaborative tweaker. That means the collaborative side of her innovates by pulling disparate people and ideas and experiences together to create whole innovation. She's really powerful in innovation in the collaborative side, because collaboratives, you are so good at pulling these things together to create a more 360 view. And that's how you innovate, is by seeing all these puzzle pieces and bringing them, these nuggets together in really innovative ways. And the tweaker side of her, that is innovation that's all about editing and adjusting while the rest of us are done or think things are success or failure. People like Kelly and the tweaker innovators know that innovation, the best innovation, is just one little tweak away. And because of that, people like Kelly and you, if you're a tweaker, are so good at creating optimized innovation. You're so good at taking things that exist and transforming them into innovative solutions. So Kelly is a collaborative tweaker, and here's two very simple ways that she leveraged her everyday innovator style to step up and be seen and respected as the leader and innovator she really is. And I want to share these two simple things with you, and then something she recently did, so that, like I said, we can all learn from it. And if I'm talking a little fast, I'm sorry. I'm just so excited by her story. I loved it when I wrote it in the book. I love it when I get to talk to her. It's so great. So the first thing she did, she realized that in her organization, they were really siloed. So, you know, she's supporting this team, her colleague supporting this team, this other colleague is supporting that team. And while they're all in similar roles, they're not connected. So she created these collaborative cohorts where they get together and they share challenges and best practices and read books and learning. Here's the cool thing about that. She broke down the silos in her organization. She leveraged that collaborative innovator in her to bring people together and in turn fueling her innovation, because she needs that connection to innovate in a way that works for her. So these cohorts helped spread best practices, helped break down silos, helped drive innovation, not just for herself, but across the organization. So where can you break down those silos? Where can you create something like Kelly did? a cohort that fuels your ability to innovate and that in others as well. The second thing that Kelly does, and this is really the tweaker side of her and the collaborative, is Kelly is the person to jump onto projects when they get stalled. So you better believe that when a project is stalled or not going well, she's like, oh, pick me. Because she knows that she can leverage that tweaker side of her, that ability to edit and evolve and take things to the next level, to optimize, to move things forward, to see the innovation that other people can't see, where they get stalled, where they get stuck, she can find the innovation and the opportunity. So she's known across her organization for actually having that ability and being the one to jump in and take things level to the next level. So let me ask you a question. If you're that person or you have that person on the team, do you think that they are A, playing to their highest level, and B, adding unbelievable value that everybody has to notice? Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Now, here's the thing she did recently that I want to highlight and give her a shout out, and we'll put a link in the show notes to it. I'm so proud of her. She actually wrote an article recently about the story when I shared my jump on two story with her years ago. And it's about taking action when you feel uncomfortable. It's about moving forward, even though you want to go back to your comfort zone. It's about not waiting until three to move, because in that 1 second between two and three, you'll talk yourself out of it. Go listen to that podcast. It's just a couple of podcasts ago. She just recently did it. And she wrote an article about it and how she wished she had done it sooner, but it doesn't matter, Kelly girl, you did it. She just started a podcast of her own called The Mentor Lab. We'll also put the link to that in the show notes as well. But how cool is that? Like, this is something she's always wanted to do. She's going to provide value. They interview people. They bring people together, which, by the way, notice the theme there? That's her collaborative side. That's her collaborative tweaker. And they're saying, there's got to be a better way. How do I bring people together? Because that's how she naturally innovates. And she's doing it. And I'm so very proud of her for creating this podcast. Like I said, I'll make sure to put a link to it. Here's the real talk right here. We spend so much time spinning our wheels, trying to mimic what works for others. And where does that get us? Nowhere, or at least nowhere substantial. It's because we aren't using what we are born with. This incredible ability, this unique ability. We're all unique. By the way, no two brands are alike. They're like our thumbprints. They're all unique. But we have this, we're born with this incredible ability to innovate. Our minds are wired for it in a way that's unique to us, yet we don't use it. Instead, we shove it down deep. We put it in a drawer. We let it collect dust. Then we get frustrated because we aren't getting the results we need. Or we can't figure out the thing that keeps us stuck. Or we don't feel like anyone is listening to us or taking us seriously. Frankly, that's what happens when you work hard but not smart. What Kelly and the other everyday innovators in our everyday innovator community have come to realize is that understanding and aligning with your strengths is the key to getting those results, to getting unstuck and having that stronger, valued voice. So, hey, what do you say we're all be a little bit more like Kelly and be everyday innovators? I don't mean copy her. I mean leverage what we got to our greatest ability. That's what being an everyday innovator is all about. Kelly, so proud of you. Tamara, out.